Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Joe Pott back in on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line, sitting in for Matt Pauly tonight, and I'm pleased to have with us here the great Frank Cusumano. Easy for me to say. Frank Cusumano from Five on Your Side. Frank, Happy New Year, and I really appreciate you doing this tonight.
Joe, great to be with you. It's an honor to be on the Mighty Mox all the time.
So as we get started here, I want to look back to yesterday. Talked plenty of my guest last night, but want to talk with you just about the finish to the Mizzou football season, because you can say what you will about expectations and maybe where you thought they were going to be at the end of the year, but the point is that the way it finishes, they win a bowl game, they get their 10th win, it's the 8th time in program history, and it's not often you get back-to-back 10-win seasons, and it really feels like Eli Drinkwitz has this moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's really amazing when you think about it, because there's still a lot of Eli Drinkwitz doubters in our area. But I'm telling you, what this guy's done, and not just coaching, but going to Jefferson City, getting that name, image, and likeness, you know, legislature behind him, making it available for players who actually sign on the dotted line in our state to get paid while they're in high school, to land five-star players and the best players in the state kind of convincingly, that's pretty serious stuff. And I want to give you a stat. I bet you don't even have this, Joe, as great as you are. A list of SEC coaches with back-to-back 10-win seasons in history: Nick Saban, Les Miles, Ed Orgeron, Brian Kelly, Gary Pinkel, Dan Mullen, Kirby Smart, Steve Spurrier, and Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I sent that to Coach last night. He goes, wow, I had no idea. So he's done some incredible things. They're not in the college football playoff yet, so nobody's spiking the ball. But I like the fact that this guy's our coach and will be for a long time.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I really do. And I just felt like it was a really good ending to a season that at times maybe felt a little disappointing, of course, after A&M and after Alabama. But to finish off with three straight wins the way they did and come away with this, and you feel great, certainly, for a guy like Brady Cook.
Yeah, I spend my Sundays with Brady during the season. He's on Sports Plus every Sunday. And we got lucky. I mean, I knew he was going to be a good player. I didn't realize what an incredible kid he is. And, you know, look, you can make a case for Chase Daniel and for Phil Bradley being better quarterbacks. But I don't think you can say any quarterback displayed more heart in his career than this kid. I mean, look, have you ever seen an athlete, Joe, actually leave the field, go to a hospital, and come back and win the game? I've never heard of something like that.
I was at that game.
And find out earlier in the week, Joe, that he actually played the South Carolina game with still a broken bone in his wrist. And he threw dimes, too. I mean, he actually played really well in that game. So this kid is going to be, you know, remembered as one of the most courageous athletes in the history of the University of Missouri.
Yep, a true Tiger, no question. That is for sure. Frank Cusumano is with us here on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. And Frank, as we have arrived at New Year's Eve, 2024 was interesting in St. Louis sports. We saw, you know, a second straight lackluster season from the Cardinals, and we saw a ton of empty seats at Busch Stadium at the end of that year, which is not something that we're used to. And we're obviously moving into sort of a different era in Cardinals baseball now.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day, Joe. Like, in my 32 years of off seasons of covering the Cardinals, I've never had an off season where I'm going to go into the season thinking there's really not a chance for them to win. Now, I guess there's a scenario that if you were to catch lightning in a bottle with Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker and maybe Quinn Matthews and Graceffo, if all these young players at the same time accelerate the maturation curve and just are special right away, I guess you could win the Central. But you're not going to win the National League, and you likely won't make the postseason. It's just a weird time. I'm not saying it's wrong for what they're doing. It's just strange for we people like you and I who've been covering this team for decades.
Yeah, and I have almost parroted your exact words, because that's what I said. It's going to take maybe three or four of these young guys having a great season all at once, and then maybe you get to 90 wins and you either win the Central, perhaps get a wild card. But that is, I think, and I think that's what it looks like for the next few years, to be honest.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they have the right brass in charge with Heim Bloom moving ahead. And I think they've done some great moves in their minor leagues and, you know, beefing up the staff. And the fact that, you know, Joe, for the first time in a long time, Cardinals get the draft early. I mean, the reason the Cubs had a nice little run is because they finished last for a long time. The reason the Astros have had this great run, they finished last for a long time. When you're picking, you know, 1 through 8 in the draft every year, you're probably going to get better quicker.
And the good thing is, unlike the Cubs and Astros, we're not looking at a full tank job here. We're not looking at a complete teardown. I think you're just going to see a lot more of what 2024 looked like, you know, 85, 86 wins.
Yes. Well, let's hope that's the case.
Right.
But when you try to think that they have a chance and you look at the first three hitters in the Dodger lineup, and you look at the Braves and all that electric talent, and you see the Padres and all those athletes, you think, boy, you know, best case scenario right now is let's be the sixth best team in the National League.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Frank Cusumano is with us here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. And Frank, the Blues have made two coaching changes in the course of a year. Now they've got their guy in Jim Montgomery, who's in for 5 years, at least the contract's for 5 years. Do you feel like they are on the right track now?
Yeah, I do. And anytime you get a chance to hire, like, arguably the most successful coach in the league for the last 3 years in terms of winning percentage, and a guy who just breathes positivity. I mean, everybody I talk to in that locker room, all they talk about is how positive he is. I just love it. Plus, he's a great tactician. He's won as a player. He's won as a college coach. He's won big time in the NHL with his winning percentage. Yeah, I like everything about him.
Yeah, everything oozes hockey out of Jim Montgomery. It's just when you listen to him talk, even, I have enjoyed it very much, and I do feel like the Blues hopefully on the right track here. If we were to project ahead, look ahead, and you and I did this on New Year's Eve 2025, what do you think we're talking about at that point? What is going to stand out? What do you expect to be a big story in St. Louis in 2025?
Couple things. I think that Mizzou is going to be looking at another double-digit win season to make it 3 in a row. And I think we're going to be talking about Mizzou in the NCAA tournament in basketball. And I think we're going to be saying some really nice things about SLU basketball. I don't know if you had a chance to watch today, but I have a, you know, a weird obsession. I can't miss a minute of SLU basketball, and I love listening to Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin, but that was a tremendous game. This was the team we envisioned. They have high-end players. 24 points in the first half by Jimerson. Avila had 19. Swope was really good. They have three big-time players. If they can figure out Kellen Thames' health, this guy's a great coach. I'm really optimistic and bullish about SLU's future moving forward in the Atlantic 10 this season. And in terms of like City FC, Cardinals, and Blues, I think the Blues have the best chance to be really good, you know, the quickest period of time.
It's going to be interesting, that is for sure. Frank, I really appreciate it, as I said, you catching up with us and certainly on short notice. Have a great New Year. Hope the rest of the holiday season is great to you and your family.
Joe, great to be with you. Always a pleasure. Continued success on Camo X and at SIU Edwardsville.
Certainly appreciate it. Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much. That is Frank Cusumano from Five on Your Side. We're coming back here on the Graybar Sports Open Line on Camo X.